James Gorris from Yorkshire in the United Kingdom with a boo for you today. I've called this boo, there's no business like no business. That is very good, eh? Because, no, firstly, I want to say there's a saying, an old Scottish saying that says, you should near cast a clout until May is out. Which means you shouldn't really bother doing any gardening or anything like that until May has passed now. In the last 2 or 3 years here in Yorkshire, in the United Kingdom, we've been spoiled. We've got the most ridiculously warm weather. It's the most unseasonable time of year. And thus being so, henceforth I have, as those of you who have followed my bees know, with my enthusiastic gardening booth, I've planted quite a lot of things. And indeed I casted a clout before May was out. So this morning we have the snow reports of I've seen it on the news, and it does look pretty certain that it will snow. It is already snowing in certain parts of the United Kingdom, and I have a family member who is a driver, and he's further up north and says that the snow is falling quite heavily. So, therefore, I am having to make emergency flower covering arrangements. I'm having to move my pots out of the wild wings that are whipping around the lane where I live, and my seedlings are having to be covered carefully. My goodness me, that was good alliteration, wasn't it? Do you know, I derive such pleasure out of doing these things. I really do. I hope you, if anybody listens, I hope that you get the pleasure too. Yes, so having casted a clout before May is out, I'm having to cover all these violas, pansies, oh my goodness me, tulips, daffies. I've got all sorts of things, sweet pea seeds, corn crackle seeds, and other seedlings that I've got, I can't remember, there's so many of them. And I took down that sort of like a portable, not portable greenhouse, but it was a frame with plastic covering, you know, green plastic covering. You may pretty well picture it, mental picture. And I took it all down and I cut the plastic up, and I've been using it at night to sort of cover the seedlings outside. And so therefore I've had to rebuild this frame sort of half its size, because obviously I requisitioned bits of it for other things like propping up wayward tulips and training wallflowers, etc, etc. So I've had to rebuild this, and well, what should I say? They say that you shouldn't put old stock in old things, you know. I always go on that I should listen to the Bible only, but there is some wisdom sometimes in old things, and that's Scottish saying that you should near cast a clout until May is out has definitely been borne out. Indeed, so, well, that's it really. So, some sisters here on audio booth. I just thought I'd give an update. I haven't been on for 6 days. I mean, my goodness me, I've been very busy. Things have been going well, praise the Lord. I've been writing sermons. I still haven't managed to, for those of you who checked out my folk song booth, I haven't managed to get a third verse. I keep getting false starts, you know, and I hear it. I haven't got a pen with me. I keep getting running for a pen, and by the time I've got my pen, it's the poet's curse. By the time I've got my pen, the words are just again, scattered like my empty ethics in the air. So hopefully, God willing, I shall be able to report on that soon for you. I want to draw your attention to Phil Campbell on here, who is doing some very good things today. If you do get a chance to check out his booth, I thought I'd give him a mention. He does some great stuff, and he's got a lot going on, all three things today, so please check out his booth and find him on Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter too, James Glory, simple as that, James Glory. Oh look, for brother James. So, this is James Glory, who's casted a clout before me is out, and without a doubt, I've given a shout, because my flowers, I can't think of another out, my flowers are going to get snow covered. This is the end glory in the United Kingdom. Blessing you, everyone. Hallelujah. Bye.